Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 524. I'm producer Daryl, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a rainy Sunday morning.
Yeah, no, it was raining all night last night.
Yeah. It's been pretty soggy out lately.
I don't know if I would use soggy.
You don't like that? Moist?
So people do not like the word moist.
Is that better? I don't know if we upgraded or not.
Right.
The ground is juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And more rain. It just won't stop.
So it was weird with when it rains in my driveway, because I have a gravel driveway, I can see spots where I've thrown salt down for snow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where it's the gravel's locked it in. And it's weird that it hasn't dissolved.
It's there, but it's like it's a different kind of like wet.
I guess it's where
it's been like that for years. Like certain spots on the gravel, it's like darker wet than it is the other. Then even when it dries up, you can still see the wetness.
Yeah, as a non-salt gravel expert, I assume that salt reacted with the gravel,
mm-hmm.
and caused permanent discoloration. It's weird.
Yeah.
And you know the solution. You got to salt everything.
Yeah, because that's what I've been doing. A couple years ago when I first noticed, I was like, that's weird. What the hell is this? Why does it always look wet in this one area? And then as I salted, throwing more salt down, I noticed that it you could see all around where the cars park. Like there's a huge just like circle around where both of my wife's and my car is at.
I think you got two options. You salt the whole driveway or you get new gravel.
I like just to get it paved, but paving is way too costs a lot.
It's only money.
Right.
Spend some of it. You're not spending it on a PS5.
Not yet.
Yeah, people don't know, but Gerald's pissing me off.
Oh, I know. We had a little text thread last night.
Yeah. So he's made this excuse that he couldn't find a PS5 forever.
Was an excuse.
It was an excuse.
It was a reason.
And then the other day, I'm like, well, Target has them in stock. You just go pick it up. And he's like, oh, I'm waiting on Amazon because I've already got it flagged on there. I'll just order it off Amazon. I'm like, all right, well, that's fine.
Well, I have money on it. I have gift card money.
Then, for the show, Marshall 205 sends a picture yesterday where Target looks like they're manufacturing PS5s in the back. They have so many.
Mm-hmm.
They're overflowing out of the case. And Gerald's response is, I'm just going to wait for the PS5 Pro, which is 100% unacceptable. That may never even come out. That may not even be a thing.
I get it.
Then you send some fake specs.
I didn't send fake specs. That was a picture that was floating online.
Some fake specs back. And then to Marshall 205's credit, he just sent you the specs of a PS4 to remind you what you're on right now.
Yeah.
That was good. I appreciated.
Yeah, that was good.
That I appreciated that. Because mm-hmm. He also doesn't understand. He asked me last night when we played. He said, can Gerald not afford to get one? Like, should we go in and help him get one? I'm like, no, he can. Did you not see the Legos he sent? I'm like, this is not happening. I was like, he can afford one. He's just being an asshole.
Hey, I got a birthday coming up. If you want to put pitch in for a birthday present, I appreciate it.
I was on, you remember that app Letgo?
Yeah.
Now it's OfferUp.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, I don't. But I downloaded it the other day just because I stumbled upon it. And someone had a Quest on there. And I thought if it was cheap enough, I would actually consider getting it for you. But it wasn't. They wanted retail for it.
Yeah, $250 or something like that.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad. I think they wanted $299 for theirs.
Yeah, I've seen PlayStation 5s and Quests on there. But it's usually, if anything, maybe $20 off the regular price.
Yeah.
Used. And I'm like, nah.
Yeah, that there's no reason unless $20 is make or break. And I want to be very clear. I want everybody to turn their volume up. If $20 is the difference in you getting it or not getting it, you can't afford it. You just need to wait.
Because
mm-hmm. you're putting yourself in a situation. So just wait. You don't have to have things right now. Gerald's living proof of this.
Right.
The PS5's been out for 7 years and he hasn't got one yet.
Right. And then you look at the wall behind you. You can't see it. You guys can't see it, but there's a wall behind me of shit.
I have to be careful with you because people think you're broke because of your attitude.
Who thinks I'm broke?
Now Marshall 205 thinks that you can't afford to eat.
I can't afford to eat.
I'm like, he sent you $700 worth of Lego the other day. Did you not get that picture? He's like, well, I did. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you PS5 really, worth of Lego laying there.
And do you really, what about the Oculus? How much would you have bought it for?
If it was a good deal, like if I got on there and it was like $175, I think I would have got that.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I think that. I would have. Even the thought of that.
I'm not like Dan soft.
Mm-hmm.
But as I get older, I am getting soft.
Yeah, you see, Dan responded, but he didn't really get pissed off like we thought it was.
Because he's soft.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. No, like, so here's another example. I went to Marshall 205 is cleaning out some of the stuff at his house. I was trying to decide how much of his personal life I wanted to air on here. I decided not much. Everything's good with him, but he's cleaning out his old storage. He just needs more space, right? So he's getting rid of a bunch of stuff.
Right.
He has an old table, and he told me some story about how, like, he found it in a ditch somewhere or something. They got this table, and him and his dad fixed it up, and now it's falling apart again.
Mm-hmm.
His dad passed away several years ago. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, that table should be something that you, like, love. You know, we can make it nice or whatever again. And he's like, I'm just going to toss it. I don't want it. It's not worth anything. So there's a part of me that wants to get this table and make it nice just in case he ever wants it back one day.
Oh.
Because he did that with his dad. But he won't because he's an asshole. He has no sentimental value over anything. But yeah, I am getting to where I would rather like do for other people.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Because I'm good. I have what I need. Like, I don't, mm-hmm. There's things I want, but I have what I need.
Yeah.
My problem with you is that you just waste so much money on other things.
It's not wasting.
That you make it hard.
And also, I bought it. I got a new computer and got monitors and ordered me a $200 desk.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yep, excuses.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
It's not excuses. There's reasons.
Now, I like you, but unless you just couldn't afford it, I wouldn't buy you a PS5.
Right.
Now, if you couldn't afford one and you wanted one, we would work it out.
I'd have to come over and do some yard work. Paid off.
I mean, that's always an option because I hate yard work, but that's not what I meant. I mean, if I called everybody that we play with and that we're friends with, they would all chip in and we would get one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty confident. Like if Dan text me and said, I want a PS5, I just can't afford one. Like I would just reach out to you and Marshall 205 and see how much y'all wanted to do. And we would just get him one.
Right.
I feel like the people that we're friends with are good enough people that if they want something, we could figure it out within reason. I'm not buying anybody a car.
No.
But you know, something small, everybody's responsible enough. They have what they need. So they wanted something. We could figure it out.
Yeah.
The Quest is, I'll tell you the bad thing to go back to the Quest is that it used to be cheaper than it is now. And so I have a problem with all of the pricing.
Yeah. Cause they jumped it up $100, didn't they?
Right. So no matter what I see, I'm like, well, that's too expensive, but it's not, it's just that it used to be cheaper.
Yeah,
cause it's $400, right?
Yeah. It went from $299 to $399.
So $250 is a good deal.
Yeah.
But because it was only $300 new, I'm like, that's only $50 off.
Right. That's the
even
price.
Now it's it's $150 off now. I also feel like it has to be cheaper. I'm gonna sound a little bougie real quick.
Uh-oh.
It has to be cheaper because I feel like you have to order a new face mask for it.
Right.
For a used one.
So you don't do the...
So you don't put one on that someone has sweated on.
Right. Even though you clean it's still.
It's fine, right? It's fine. There's probably not an issue with it, but it's different when you know who has sweated up in yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you decide to let a friend use it, that's fine, but you don't want a stranger sweat on your face.
Right.
So you're going to have to spend $20 on a new face mask for it. You know, a new thing to clip in there. So that's something to keep in mind too, because you add $20 to whatever you pay for it.
Right. So now the Quest 3 is coming out.
sometime this year. Yeah.
Right. And between, it looks like in here, some they're thinking somewhere between 300 and 500, according to Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned with Meta. And obviously that Oculus Pro, the Meta Quest Pro, whatever their fancy one's called, it didn't hit the way they wanted it to because it's made for industry.
Yeah.
And so this Quest 3 should be the answer to what everyone else has been waiting for. But then I've read a lot of articles that say, hey, you're probably not looking at much difference between the Quest 2 and Quest 3. For the price point that they're kind of targeting. Mm-hmm. So that concerns me too, because there's already such a small piece of the pie that is VR. And PlayStation VR 2 seems very impactful.
Yeah.
And so I'm worried that if Meta doesn't do something substantially better than the Quest 2, that people are going to make the jump back over to PlayStation VR 2. And I need those two systems to play nice together, because if they separate the fan base, they separate the people playing on VR any harder than it's already separated, it's just going to hurt that even more. I almost got weak last night and pre-ordered a PSVR 2. I got so close. It's so expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, I loaded the page up. It's just so expensive. You know, I get most things, if I want them, I'm like, you know, it's worth it because I want it. This is clearly something that I just would like to have that I don't have to have. But it's so expensive. It's too expensive, I think.
Right, because it's basically a price of a PlayStation
5. I think at first, because of the technology, I thought it was okay. But when I loaded that page up and looked at it, knowing that that blue button cost me $600, it's too expensive. Because then I also need that $40 charger that they can't give me with it.
Right.
So I didn't do it. My other extreme purchase did come in, my Sony PlayStation DualSense Edge. Whatever it's called. It sounds like a wrestling move.
Yeah, DualSense Edge.
DualSense Edge. Let me tell you, that thing was expensive also. Too expensive.
Yeah, because that's $200, right?
Yes. It is extremely nice. Like, extremely nice.
Did it come like in a special box? And
so it comes in a box, but the controller itself comes in a case that is hard plastic. Like, it is like a hard plastic top shell that has the PlayStation logo in it. It's white. It looks like it matches the PS5. From the back of the case, it has a flap you can pull down so you can charge it while it's in the case. Case has a standard zipper on each side. And then when you open it, the controller's immediately on display for you. The top pouch, you have your extra long USB C cord. And then below that, you have the controller itself. And below that, you have two sets of thumbsticks and two back panels, or two different sets of back buttons. So you have the lever and then you have the half moons. On the back of the controller, you can see there that lets you adjust the throw of your trigger. See, that case is plastic.
Yeah, I was going to try to go through.
Yeah, that case is plastic.
It looks pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah, it's great. That's how I immediately knew that, though unnecessary, it was at least, like, I think I got what I paid for. It's heavy. That's how it looks when you open it.
It's got the triggers, all the...
Okay, so just to walk you through, those two little bent bars, those are back levers. Mm-hmm. Above that, a little hard to see, there's half moons that are underneath there. In case you want those in the back. Okay. Below there are your different thumbsticks. And so typical PlayStation thumbsticks are the concave, I believe, the ones that are on. Those are both convex. They're two different heights. I may be backwards on that term. But and then to the left of that is the piece that allows you to make your cord locked in. So your cord actually clamps into that thing, and then when you push that in there and flip it over, you can't unplug it. It is a wired controller at that point. There's your different thumbs, your sticks.
Okay, so the ones on the left are what comes with it.
Standard, yep.
Yep. Then you get a taller one, then a shorter one.
Right. So for the people who the PlayStation controller dips in the top of the thumbstick, mm-hmm. got a little pond on top. A lot of people who play shooters want the rounded top, and other people that play shooters want longer sticks because it means you move less to get movement. And so it gives you those to change those. You just grab a bit. You just grab the thumbstick and just pull straight forward, pop the new one right on. The back levers are easy to change out. And then in the beginning of that video, they actually show there's a little button on the back that releases your front faceplate. There's a little lever you push up and you can change out the entire thumbstick module right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take that whole module out if you ever get stick drift or anything like that going on.
Oh, that's
the other interesting. Yeah. If you could pull out to a little photo that shows you the whole thing. Just any shot of it. There you go. So those two little buttons that are under the sticks,
mm-hmm.
those are your function buttons. And this is maybe the coolest part is, so let's say I'm going to play Rocket League. I go in, I set up on those back triggers. Every button on this controller you can readjust it. You can rebind it. So mm-hmm. if I wanted to make X, circle, and triangle left, I could do that. It's dumb, but you can remap every single button on this controller to be whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
You can adjust each thumbstick independently for dead zone, for how quick everything works in there. You can adjust everything independently on this.
You set it by game.
By game, yes. By profile. So I have a profile on there. And then what I do is I take like Rocket League. I say, hey, I want my, if I adjusted my dead zone and stuff, I don't. It's adjusted in the game, but you could.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I want to take those back triggers and I make one air roll left and one air roll right.
Mm-hmm.
Then I save that profile as, under mine, I save it as Rocket League. And it says, okay, assign a button to it. And so I say, okay, X. So I push and hold down that function, those function buttons, either one of them. I push and hold it down and then I hit X and it automatically switches in real time over to that profile.
Oh, wow.
I can then... Let's say I had two profiles for like Call of Duty or whatever. I could switch in real time while playing from profile to profile, which changes what those buttons do.
Damn, that's crazy.
So if I was in like a defensive position and then all of a sudden it became offensive, I could switch to my offensive lineup while playing that game and immediately start using it set up for that.
Damn.
Which is really cool. So I have a profile for Rumbleverse, which I've been playing a lot of, and a profile for Rocket League. Yeah, and jumping back and forth, and I still have a default.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely nice. The bottom white part that you see underneath those functions, it's grippy. It's like the plastic has a coating on it that makes it like rubbery feeling.
Right. Isn't it the logo, the square, triangle, X?
It is not on this one.
Oh, it's not on that. Okay.
It is rubbery. It has some sort of coating on it that feels like it's anti-slip.
So you don't have to worry about dropping your controller.
Well, I am worried about it. I'm terrified of it.
You might need to put a carpet down or some towels.
Think about buying like a beanbag for underneath me.
A beanbag.
But one of those, what, expensive beanbags? The Love Sacks?
Mm-hmm.
The $1,000 beanbags? It is extremely well made. You can adjust the volume for each profile. So if you know like a game is louder than another game, it is wild. There are so many options. It feels so good. And it is expensive. I mean, I don't know what to say. Is it worth what it costs?
Right, because normally controllers are, what, $59? Now they're up to $69, and every now and then you can buy them for like $39.
So right underneath that Sony logo there on the back, right underneath there is a little bitty slide that you push over that tops that front cover pops off.
Yeah, because it says release. Okay.
Yeah, those two half moons, if you don't want those anymore, you actually lift up and then pull straight out. They're incredibly easy to take off. And then the two sliders on each side of the triggers adjust your throw distance for your triggers.
Mm.
So on like a driving game, you want a long throw so that you can control the throttle, but on a shooter, you want a short throw so that you're on the in the action quicker.
Yeah.
You can address those real time too. They are a actual like mechanical switch though. That's what it looks like with nothing in the bag. It's just a little hole there that you pop those in, half moons or the levers.
So now what about weight wise? Is it heavier than a normal or?
It is heavier.
It is heavier.
It's not as heavy as, it's not drastically heavier. It is heavier. And I want to say this about it. If tomorrow I dropped and broke it, I would not buy another one. But I don't want that to be an indication to what I think of the product. It's just very expensive. And I'm probably not the target demographic. There you go. You can see all the options. You can remap everything. You can control the vibration. I mean, it is insane. Back up just a little bit more. Just barely. There you go. Custom button assignment, stick sensitivity and dead zone, trigger dead zone, vibration intensity, trigger effect intensity. And that list is even longer than that. I think you can't see everything, but that's just his war zone profile that he was under. And like I said, each one of those profiles is different. There he's just regularly plugging it in, but when you put that lockbox on there, you can't accidentally unplug it. It's a beautiful controller. If you play a lot of shooters, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it's just that I wanted a really nice controller. There's where you can assign your profiles. I am absolutely terrified that I'm going to drop it and break it.
Right. Now, is there a color that you would buy if they came out with a different color?
No.
So now you like, sometimes you like the different color.
This was my one and only attempt at owning this controller. I won't buy this again, no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too expensive. I don't regret the purchase at all. I actually truly love that controller. I just won't buy another one because of what it costs and the way I use a controller. I mean, I'm fine to use a regular controller.
All right. So now lit up, it doesn't have the blue light on the front like the PlayStation 4 one does.
No, the PS5 controller doesn't. It has two little lights that run the side of that touchpad that are really hard to see. And they actually wrap around the back, but they're really a small sliver of light. The main focus, the main purpose of the lights on the back of the PS4 controller was still for tracking and VR and stuff.
Right.
You don't need that here.
Oh, I see the light. there it is.
That's the little charger I use. It is an absolutely masterful piece of hardware. The Elite controller is also amazing. I mean, it's absurd that it took Sony this much time past when Xbox put theirs out to finally get one out, but it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if I dropped it and broke it, though, I wouldn't get another one. Not because it's not worth it, but there's no value add to me, I don't think. I mean, the games I play don't necessarily need anything like this, but it is awesome.
Yeah, it does look good. I like the black and white.
Yeah, it is awesome. It feels so good in your hand. The form factor, I mean, it feels right. It just feels, there's a weight that is like, they're hitting that sweet spot with the weight. It's not too heavy. It's not too light. It feels of quality.
Mm-hmm.
The case is nice. So that came in. But I just don't think I can do the VR. I just go back and forth. I really want the PSVR too. It's just so much money.
Yeah, it is. What would it take for you to get it? Like a sale, a specific game?
No, I mean, a game could get me there, I guess. All it would take is me setting a goal of saying, like, I'm going to take $25 a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just do that until I have enough to buy it, or $50 a paycheck and get paid every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if I did that, that's $100 a month. So if I just did that, I would say, hey, in 6 months, I'll buy it.
Right.
Something like that is really what I have to do, I think, to get there. Or just have a moment of weakness.
Mm-hmm. You just happen to walk into Target or somewhere and see it and like...
Be real hard if they're on the shelf to not get one.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be real hard.
There's certain things like that with me that if I see that if it's on the shelf, I'm going to get it.
Not PS5, not there, though.
Not PS5s.
I don't know what those things are, but not PS5. Now, does the peer pressure make you want to get a PS5?
No. But I almost thought about, like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to go grab it, take a picture of it. It's like, look, you guys talked me into it.
Neither one of us would feel bad about that. We'd both be like, finally.
I know. About damn time. You're
okay because you don't know what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Load time on PS4 is unacceptable, though.
Right.
And once you come over to the PS5, you'll realize how much of time you're wasting, like how much time you're losing in loading screens.
Right.
I've been playing a little bit of Kirby and the Forgotten Lands on Switch.
Oh, you gotta pull the Switch out.
Yeah, Kirby's very good also over there. That's a very good game. But the load times on Switch are pretty effortless also.
Yeah.
Like it loads pretty quick. And so, you know, when I haven't played Switch in forever. I was ashamed of my Switch playtime last year.
Mm-hmm.
But when I turned it on, I was like, I got to wait for all this to load up. Put the game in. It installs in like 10 seconds. So I'm like, now I got to wait for an update. Click on it. No update. I'm like, see, Nintendo, sometimes you just get it right.
Yeah.
Click on the game, starts up, hit the button, I'm playing. No load time, no nothing, mm-hmm. no menu. Like, I'm just playing the game. And so, what had a menu, but it was quick. But then when I play Rocket League on PS5, which is the PS4 version, there is no PS5 version of Rocket League.
Yeah.
It takes like 4 minutes to boot the damn game up. And I'm reminded every time I play that.
Mm-hmm.
Of how inefficient the PS4 is at starting up and loading. That even the old, less powerful Switch has it figured out.
Right.
That's
why you could play it in rest mode.
Yeah.
Which I hate doing that all the time too, because I feel like it's just draining power.
Yeah.
So now, when you played your Switch, did you, is it docked or are you just playing it on the actual Switch?
It's docked.
So you're playing it docked?
Always. I haven't played my Switch in handheld mode and I don't know when.
So that's how I am. I haven't played it docked in, I think, probably since I first got it.
I'm always docked. I love a good dock.
I'm always in handheld.
Yeah, the Switch is too big to be comfortable as a handheld. Tabletop, we could probably both agree that tabletop is the most psycho way to play it.
Yeah.
Because it's small and you're farther away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're too far away. Further away. Farther away. Which one do you like?
Farther.
Farther. You're further away. And so that's the worst option.
Mm-hmm.
And then handheld and docked, I feel like, is a toss-up. Because if you want it as a handheld, then obviously holding on to it is the better way to do it. But if you want a like a video game ass experience where you're sitting on the couch relaxing, and then you got to play it docked.
Right.
I also, there's a part of me that just feels like every game runs better docked. And I want everything I can get out of the Switch because it doesn't have a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like resolutions. I don't like those things, but I am trying to play my Switch more this year. It's not a requirement. It's not a task. I didn't set myself a goal. I'm just trying to play it more.
Yeah.
You know, Breath of the Wild 2 is probably something that will get me into it more. I would assume. Now, I think Breath of the Wild was a time and place game for me. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll play this for 100 hours like I did that. But I do want to play Breath of the Wild 2.
Right. Did you jump into Animal Crossing at all to see the new?
I did not.
Wait, because you don't want to rebuild your whole island?
Yeah. I went too hard when I played Animal Crossing and filled up every inch of everything I have. So new stuff really can't be used for me. And the game itself is the same.
Right. Because all the new flowers and all the new things you can plant.
Yeah.
And now you have a new visitor.
Yeah. But what about like new activities or new fish?
Yeah. They have new that.
Do they?
Yeah. Not new bugs, but.
They have new fish.
There's a couple new fish.
You know, I would consider it. I don't think that that's where I'll invest my time. Now, if they put a new Animal Crossing out on whatever comes after the Switch, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my time with this is probably, for the most part, done. I played a little bit of that. I played the Rumbleverse, like I said. We've been consistently winning at least a match per night.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah. I feel like we're okay at that game. Never better than okay. Mm-hmm. Be clear. Now, friend of the show, Patman, is excellent at that game. We played with him a couple times. Another one, his buddy. They're very good. Myself, friend of the show, Marshall 205, we're okay at best. But we win because of the bush strategy.
Right.
And so you fight a little bit. You get perks as you fight. So you're incentivized to fight. You fight a little bit. You get a couple perks. And then you wait in a bush. You just wait. You wait for the time to strike.
Mm-hmm.
The circle gets smaller. You're strategic about your hiding spots and where you can go. Then when it's time, right when there's three teams, right, when the second to last team is eliminated and it just becomes the two of you, you strike before they can heal. They were just in a battle. They were just in a war. As soon as that other team goes down, you're jumping off the highest building you can find, your elbow dropping on them. I mean, you're in. You're making it happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you do a team of four?
Yes, now you can.
Now you can, okay.
So as soon as that last team is all that's left before they heal, everyone has to strike. It has to be coordinated though. You have to all go at the same time.
After specific people, try to knock one or two down first.
I wish it worked that well. It's chaos. you can hit your teammates in this game, but it doesn't take, any health. It just knocks them down.
Oh, damn.
So about half of my time is getting hit in the back of the head by Marshall 205. or he'll break me out of my like special that I'm doing because he whacks the guy. Cause he can't wait. He can't wait his turn to beat someone's ass. but yeah, so at the end, if you're playing now again, friend of the show, Patman is very good at this game. He doesn't wait. He doesn't hide the bush. He's just out there beating ass the whole time.
But you and Marshall 205 are waiting.
Well, I'm waiting. Marshall 205 sees somebody fighting. He gets the hard on an erection and he has to run in there and show everyone.
Right.
I wait. But yeah, so when it's just the two of us, we fight a little bit. We try to get a couple perks up. We know those guys will have more perks because they've been fighting more, mm-hmm. but it's really one of those things where you just kind of take advantage of a situation. If you can come in hot and heavy before they heal right after they were in a fight, there's a chance that if you can get them with a couple big moves that you can down one of them or KO, you know, both of them,
mm-hmm.
but it's a game of chance. I mean, we might, so last night we probably played like 10 matches. We probably were final two, four times, and we won one. So it literally is a 50-50. Sometimes we're out like we're like the third worst team.
Damn.
We get caught in a fight early, and we can't get away. We can't hide.
Now, does anybody try to hide in the same bush you do?
Sometimes.
You have to fight.
So it's weird. The bushes, it's really smart. The bushes in this game, they're sporadic. There's not always a shrub you can get in. But when you get in them, leaves fly off.
Right. I remember you saying that last week.
Right. So you're visible, but everything is so fast and chaotic. Most people run by you. This is where the weakness of Marshall 205 shows. They run in a bush right beside us. You can just stay. Just calm down. Don't move. Mm-hmm. They're not going to know you're there. But he can't. He can't have a guy in front of him in the same bush as him and not grab that guy.
Right.
So that guy runs in there to hide. He grabs him and suplexes him, and they're both out of the bush, both exposed.
Believe me, downtime.
What he does is run back into the same bush with everyone watching. And now everyone's alerted to both of our position.
Right, because he knows where the bush is. They all see the bush.
Yeah, but he can't not touch someone that is that close. He just can't. He does not have it in him.
Right. No, this game does not have any like shooting. It's all like melee.
It's all melee. Yeah, it's a melee brawler, but most of the moves feel like wrestling moves. There's like lucha mask and boots and elbow pads. Like it's geared around like wrestling.
Mm. Now you can throw things at people, but that doesn't take a lot of damage, right?
Correct. You could throw the things that are the melee weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Or like there's a football you can pick up. It does like 10 damage, but it's funny when you peg somebody with a football from across the map.
Right.
The projectiles, you could throw anything, but yeah, it is not that kind of game. It is all based on, you know, you can grab a dude. you can be on the tallest building in the game. You can grab a dude and do like an Irish whip right off the side of the building, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
You can suplex him off the top of the building. You can do like a dive and grab him and go all the way down where you're falling hundreds of feet and land on top of him.
Right.
Break the concrete and does like 800 damage. I mean, it is over the top and silly, but it's also like rooted in a lot of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat. But it is definitely a game of combos, and learning those combos and when to be strategic with them is part of that. Some dudes right. just absolutely beat my ass at that game. Like, I don't even have a chance to breathe. But I really enjoyed my time with it. I did not buy the battle pass, the brawl pass.
Mm-hmm.
They also have brawler bills, in case anybody's wondering. But you see how the characters are very Fortnite-esque.
Yeah.
Bright, colorful. Their proportions are funny. There's suits. There's, you know, lots of gimmicks. See, he's taking him off the fucking top rope here
mm-hmm.
and landing in the middle of the street. Yeah. I mean, it's over the top action. He's got a mailbox he's going to peg someone with. It is very much silly and goofy. And just like most of the games that Epic invests in or publishes or develops, it seems so simple when you start playing. But then you realize how technical it actually is. It is Rocket League. It is Fall Guys. You know, it is Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
All those Epic games are very simple on their surface. And then you realize there's a whole like meta game that's happening inside of there that when you figure it out, you're playing a different game almost. That was the special there. Threw him off in the water. If you hit the water, you're dead. You can hit the shallow water. You can't hit the heavy water. It's really good, though. Developed by Twin Galaxy. Shout out to them. Published by Epic. So I played a lot of that. Played Rocket League. Played Fall Guys. I'm working my way through both of those passes. I'm up to 82 in Fall Guys, so there's no fear I don't get SpongeBob. I'll complete that, right. at least. I won't get all the way to the end. Level 200 is actually the max. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
But I will get to SpongeBob, which is level 100. Rocket League, I'm on pace to complete that one. It shouldn't be an issue either.
Right.
Rumbleverse, I didn't buy. A friend of the show, Marshall 205, he did buy the pass. I think I'm a level 45 or 6. You have to make it to level 100 to get... You actually get $15 back. It costs 10 to buy it. If you make it to level 100, I think you get $15 back. I think you have to make it to level 67, he said, to get your money back from buying it. If I make it to 67 before the pass is done, I would consider it just to get all the cosmetic items.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a fun game for us to go to. These passes, though, are sucking the soul out of me.
Right.
Just absolutely ruining gaming for me.
Right.
So, I don't know.
That's all you've played?
Yeah, I played Kirby. I played Fall Guys, I played Rumbleverse, I played Rocket League.
So you did not jump into Minecraft at all?
Did not play. I have not played Minecraft, I think, in 2 weeks now.
Yeah, because I jumped in yesterday and I played a bunch yesterday.
Yeah, I would say a lot of that is due to the fact that you're just never on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times he's already on and in a game. And so as soon as I like load in, he's ready to play something.
Right. Now I'm on, but I'm playing. I finished Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get that without being bothered. So I go in incognito.
I think my thing with Minecraft, I'm definitely not done playing it. Oh, we also played Farming Simulator.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, we got back into that a little bit. He's wanting to get back into it hot and heavy, but we played it.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Minecraft, I just, before getting on, I need a task.
Yeah.
That way I'm not jumping on in with no task, because if I do, I just end up standing around. I have some tasks. I just have to like jump in with that being the purpose. And I just haven't done that yet. I keep thinking when I'm not playing with someone, I'm going to play the quarry. That's kind of my goal, but I keep getting distracted with either work or looking at something on Amazon. I've been in this kick where I just get on Amazon and just browse.
Right.
I just look at everything and I just let the links take me where they want. I just pop from this to that to pretty soon I'm looking at like a thing to keep your broccoli fresh. I'm just going down the rabbit holes.
Right.
So I've ordered a lot of stuff off Amazon lately.
Yeah, my wife is on the Amazon kicked every day. There's like 2-3 packages out there.
Hell yeah. Go and slot a PS5 in one of those purchases.
Right.
I got I ordered some stuff for my resin 3D printer. Did that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just goofing off.
So I played Star Wars. Pretty much that's mainly what I've been playing. Finished the game. Looked at the trophy list and just seen how far away from the trophy and the platinum. Not going to do it. I'm done.
Too far away.
Yeah. You have to 100% complete each map and running around just trying to figure out what you're missing. And if you even do a strategy guide, you're looking at like another 12, 13, 15 hours of doing it. Then there's certain things you have to kill, like three people with one lightsaber throw. And I just now got the lightsaber throw. I'm not even really good at how to use it.
Yeah.
So I'm done. I'm like at 67% trophy wise. And some of the maps are just like way too long to try to go through. And I feel that if I do that, I'm going to be playing a whole another week just trying to platinum the game and rather just jump into another game.
Do you feel like you enjoyed your time with it?
Yeah.
And it was not a good story. Going back for the platinum isn't going to hurt that.
No.
So all you could gain is the platinum, but you could play that game in a way that you don't want to, which could lead to you having a bad experience with the game.
Right.
I think that's the right choice.
Right, and especially if they do another like the part two to this game, which looks like they're going to.
Yeah. Didn't they announce the part two already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the main character's a little older.
Yeah, it's coming out soon, right?
Yeah. So I want to get into another game. So I was looking around on there just seeing if there's something to grab me, but nothing grabbed me, so I just jumped into Minecraft to play that for a little while until something else I decided to grab.
Yeah. Do you know what's next?
No, I don't. I have my little game over here I got to go through and see.
Yeah.
I still have about 10 games over there that are still in the wrapper.
You want me to pick right now? I'll choose.
Right.
You don't want that.
No, I have to grab them to show you.
Let's see. Let's see what they are. Let's get them. This will be good audio. This is Gerald trying not to rip the cord out of his headphones while he leans to get these.
All right. Let's see. Games I have not played. Played.
If there's something you absolutely don't want to play, don't even show me. Right, leave this out.
To go to the games that...
Leave this out so I don't accidentally pick it.
Right.
It's a dangerous game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, while you're doing that bamboo you have is out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's like, was that thing like 2.5 feet tall?
Yeah, it's about.
Golly. How long have you... It wasn't that tall when you got it, right?
No. It was a little... Maybe here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go through them all. So I got a little good little pile going. Played. I'm not playing. So,
all right, so this is the list. We've got up just a little bit. Oh, that's it. Watchdog Legions, 2K17, Farpoint, Assassin's Creed, the Ezio Collection, Valhalla, Final Fantasy X-2 HD Remastered, Spider-Man, PlayStation VR Worlds, The Phantom Pain, and Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, so I was thinking the more likely it's going to be Spider-Man, but I don't know.
Spider-Man's a good choice.
Yeah.
The 2K17, that's got to go.
Yeah, but I've never played that.
That's gone. That's you missed your mark there. The VR is very like, you know, I'm hesitant to say a VR game because are you wanting to play VR?
Well, I mean, the headset, it's all hooked up. It's ready to go.
I mean, VR Worlds is a good time. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? Farpoint?
Yeah, Farpoint.
You have the gun?
No, I do not have the gun.
Farpoint's great, but I think you need the gun.
Right. I think I remember you guys saying I need the gun for that.
Yeah, you could borrow my gun. So yeah, that's a good choice, but you did wait till you have the gun. Assassin's Creed, I think I caution you to stay away from.
Valhalla.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have to finish Origins, and then I need to get Odyssey.
Yeah.
I'm just not having fun in Origins, so that's why.
Are those Metal Gear Solid? Are those, is that the same game?
They might be. One's a steelbook, and one's.
I think that's the same game. Now that I'm thinking back to the list in my head, I think I just read the same thing. One says Metal Gear Solid 5, and the other says Phantom Pain, but I think they're the same thing.
Yeah, they probably are. No, I guess because I got the collector's edition.
I think that's just a steelbook.
Yeah. It probably is the same game.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fun. That's a fun game, but it's a huge time investment.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say some of these are gonna be like massive.
Yeah, I would look towards the VR or Spider-Man. Spider-Man is such a good experience.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking more. Probably I might do Spider-Man.
I think that's a good choice.
So I was playing that. I still play the Switch. I've been still playing Fallout Shelter, Animal Crossing, and then. That shooting game. Damn, I already forgot the name of the game now. Crossfire.
Oh, yeah. Crossfire.
Still playing that a little bit.
Fun fact, I went to school with a guy who had who wanted to be a rapper, and he had a song called Crossfire.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. About getting caught in the crossfire. I don't know. I was a child, but I think it wasn't about, like, gunfire. I think it was about, like cross arguing, like getting caught up in the drama, the crossfire. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was about.
So when I worked at the shoe store, there was a group. Two of the guys were part of a rap group. They're called themselves Avengers.
Avengers, yeah, like Marvel, but without the lawsuit.
Right, and then they had the little A logo, like the Avengers logo.
They 100% want to get sued.
Oh yeah, they did.
This guy was a solo act. I think his name was Lamont. And he had a song called Crossfire.
Mm.
So shout out to Lamont if you're out there. He was a good dude. Also, I assume he still is a good dude. I said it like he had passed away or something. I don't know.
Right.
He is a good guy, I would assume. Yeah, so shout out to him. Now, have you ever been part of a rap group?
No.
Me either. I don't have any musical talent.
Me neither.
I don't understand rhythm.
Nope.
I definitely don't understand any instruments. And I'm not vocally talented.
The only instrument I play was the recorder.
Oh, yeah, back in the day?
Yeah.
Like in elementary?
Middle school, yep.
Mm-hmm. Every time I think about the recorder, I think of that shitty Jurassic Park version. That one that they set to anything that's bad. They put that the kid that's struggling to play the Jurassic Park music. Jurassic Park is such a good movie.
Did you like the new ones? Or did you even watch the new ones?
I think I've seen some combination of the new ones. I don't think I've seen them all. There's a new, right?
Yeah, new, where they bring the old people back.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Is it good?
Yeah, I like them. They're fun movies.
I like Chris Pratt. People hate on Chris Pratt. I like Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I do too.
People shit on that, man.
Yeah, people crap it on him for being Mario.
Yeah, I think his Mario's okay too. Doesn't sound like he's trying too hard. People, I mean, you know this. People don't like anyone who is too successful in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been very successful in a moment.
Right.
But I like Chris Pratt.
See, I don't get the whole big thing of the voice actors, I guess. That doesn't bother me at all.
Well, people want Charles Martinet to be Mario's voice because he is, in fact, Mario's voice. In a live action, I understand why he can't be Mario, but people are like, if it's just animated, why can't he still be Mario?
Right.
It's a great question. It's because they need to put Chris Pratt instead of starring Charles Martinet, or however you say his name.
But what is that really like doing by putting Chris Pratt? Because many kids are going to try to go watch this, and they don't give two craps about if it's Chris Pratt or.
Correct. It's the parents, though.
Yeah, the nostalgia of.
It's the parents. It's the parents who are like, oh, well, that's a big budget movie because it has stars in it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more likely to rent that versus a movie, animated movie that has no one you've ever heard of in it.
But that's how it was back in the day when we were kids. We would get these animated movies and you don't know who the voice actors are.
Yeah. I mean, I I agree.
For me, a Chris Pratt being in the as it or Charles, it's not going to sway me anymore to watch the movie. But that's just me. But they're not. That movie is not for me. That movie is for other people and new.
I agree with that, and it's the same for me. Chris Pratt doesn't make me want to see it or not see it more. But look how much free publicity they got off of making Chris Pratt Mario.
Oh yeah. Because they made that, and then they're talking about, oh, he doesn't really sound Italian, and now all these new channels are picking it up, and
yep.
So all it's going to do is make the show better, or the movie a little bit better. Now, have you watched Last of Us at all, the show?
No. I'm going to watch it all when it finishes.
When it finishes.
I don't have HBO Max Pro Plus. What's that thing called?
HBO Max.
Max. I don't have it. So I'm going to have to get it to watch it, and I'm just going to wait till it's done.
Just do like a 7-day trial.
No, I'll probably get it for a month. There's other stuff I could watch that I haven't. I will watch it. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, so me and my wife have watched the two episodes. I got her sister watching. I got coworkers watching it.
You're pretty happy with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, people like it. I've heard some negatives, but I've heard overwhelmingly positive feedback.
And what I do like is after the show, each episode, they kind of dive into the episode and explain why they do, like, Neil Druckmann's on there.
Talking Dead after.
Yeah.
I think Neil Druckmann directed episode 2 or is directing episode 3. I think he did episode 2. He actually directed the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. You can tell that however this worked out with HBO, you can tell that Sony was, and Neil Druckmann is extremely tied into this project.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The nod to the games, the not beat for beat, but the high points, right? The things that need to be changed for TV have been changed, but the high points they're all there.
Yeah, like, I mean, Pascal looks like Joel at certain scenes. The clothing is like spot on. They even got like the jacket like dead on.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Now, with Ellie, the casting of Ellie, everyone was upset.
At first, yes.
Everyone's fine with it now.
Oh yeah. After you heard of her, I mean, there's certain, she doesn't actually sound like Ashley Johnson or Ellie, but there are certain moments when you hear her talk, she sounds like Ellie.
Yeah. But I mean, people were in their feels about Bella Ramsey.
Yeah.
And then it started and everybody's like, it's fine.
Yeah. Cause they didn't like her in Game of Thrones,
but it's fine.
Oh yeah. It's fine. She pulls it off great.
Also, I typed in Ellie, Last of Us. And like the first three things that popped up is Ellie in The Last of Us gay?
Oh God.
Those are clearly people that didn't play the games.
Right.
Those are like I guess that's what people are writing articles about. You'll find out.
Yeah.
I will tell you that is not the point of that story at all, though.
No.
People are so weird.
Right. Yeah, now, so you, is. So this is interesting. You actually will watch this show, but there's other shows or movies that were video game wise you have not watched.
Like what?
Halo. You didn't watch Halo, right?
No. But I'm not interested in Halo.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a good time with the first Last of Us, but I had an excellent time with The Last of Us Part 2. I don't even know how you tell that story with Abby.
Oh, that's going to be rough.
Yeah. That trip, that journey that people are going to have to go through, that viewers are going to go through, will be a real roller coaster. So, I think this is cool. So first off, to be clear, I don't want everything to be an HBO show. I don't want everything to be a show. a miniseries, a movie. I don't want that. I want to show that some of these, though, because the Halo show is not good.
Right.
Pretty universally disliked.
Mm-hmm.
If you like it, that's fine. You don't need to tell us about it. Congratulations. I'm glad you like it. I don't want anything to be bad. But my point is, when you convert all these things over to TV, some of them are just, they're going to be bad.
Right.
You know, you've seen some successes, the Castlevania on Netflix, the Cyberpunk, whatever that's called.
Mm-hmm.
People really love that. The Witcher, obviously. You know, I'm glad to see it working. It seems like The Last of Us show has been treated with love and care and respect. It's HBO. I never thought it was going to be bad.
Right.
I don't know if I thought it was going to have the kind of acclaim that it's had.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said something crazy like it's the biggest premiere since Boardwalk Empire.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, excuse me, besides House of Dragons, it is the biggest premiere since Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, the second biggest.
Yeah, which is crazy. For a show that I would say most people don't even know is a video game.
Right.
Or was a video game. But, you know, there's a Twisted Metal show coming. I don't know how that's going to be. There's a Horizon show being developed for Amazon. I don't know how that's going to be.
Right. God of War might be coming. And...
yeah. So I don't think everything needs to be a show, but it is nice to see that if you can allow something to breathe in a different space. But again, I don't know that that benefits. Right. So the thinking is that Sony makes money off The Last of Us show, which then in turn allows them to invest more money in video games.
Mm-hmm.
More money in Naughty Dog. But is that how that money breaks down? I don't know.
Right. Or they just say, hey, now we got the money. Now we can put more into Horizon, or we could put more into God of War, or we could put something in the Sackboy, or just whatever Sony license and game.
I don't want their vision to make a good game that can become a movie. I don't want it to work that way. There's a Gran Turismo movie coming. It looks okay. That seems incredibly unnecessary to me.
Yeah.
I don't want them developing the next Sackboy game to tie in with a cartoon that they already plan to do. Now, also sign me up for a Sackboy cartoon.
Right.
Animated, too. Not even 3D. I want an animated Sackboy cartoon.
I think that would be fun.
90s animation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's my fear, right, is that Microsoft start trying to make games that can become TV shows.
Right, because you know they're doing Gears of War.
Yeah. It'd be crazy if they just made games,
because
they can't even get that part down. You know, with all the layoffs going on, and I mean, I know it's a drop in the bucket for the size of those companies, but, you know, Microsoft lost some key people in the layoffs, like Xbox lost some key people in the layoffs. Amazon's laying off big. You know, you're seeing all these tech giants lay off big. The right, bloat that's left over from COVID and when they bulked
and then
up.
Google Stadia going away, so they lost a lot of people just for that.
Yeah, and so I guess my point is the industry can't afford to have people developing games that can become movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ubisoft is in, I would say, trouble right now. That company is in a bad way.
Yeah.
They canceled, I think, five unnamed projects at this point. Skull and Bones got pushed again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're moving forward with this weird, like, Assassin's Creed universe thing where everything's going to be in one game going forward, like all the titles.
Maybe they're going to do the Naughty Dog route and just put all eggs in baskets on like two IPs and three IPs and just make it
correct.
The best you can bet.
Except for Ubisoft has, I think, 20,000 employees.
Yeah.
They own studios that have never made a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that company is bloated. And I don't even know that they're appealing for a buyout. I don't even know that a company would buy Ubisoft because it has so much bloat that I don't even know that it would be worth it. You would only want pieces. You'd only want IP.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know, I think Square Enix is... they got rid of a lot of their fluff, and everybody was like, why would you sell off all these companies? It's because they were getting too big, and that you can't, you know, it's hard to back up when you're that big of a company and make sure all your studios are working on games that are hits.
Right.
Sometimes
you know it's going to be a hit, and sometimes you don't know it's going to be a hit or not.
But you know what? Sometimes you know it's not going to be.
Yeah. And you still drop it.
And you still do it. There's no matter. It doesn't matter how good Skull and Bones is. It will never make its money back.
No.
The game's been remade once, maybe twice completely.
Yeah, because it was supposed to come out last generation. Now it's...
Yeah.
Now it doesn't look like it's always going to come out to PlayStation 6.
And they just keep dating it with no... Like, with no plan to actually put it out.
And by the time it comes out, no one's going to want to play a pirate game.
Mm-mm.
The ship will sail on that one.
Yeah.
No, fortunately, they can't do it like Call of Duty every year or like Madden or something like that.
Yeah.
Or do they change it to where it's a Battle Royale style pirate game?
I just don't. Sea of Thieves is so good with such a following
mm-hmm.
that I can't imagine. Like, I think what makes Sea of Thieves good is that it is a little silly and a little goofy. Like, when you take it and make it accurate into like a pirate sim, I don't know that that's going to be fun.
Right.
I don't know that it's not going to be. I'm extremely cautious about that game. Now Hogwarts Legacy is close. I am excited about that game.
Yeah, because I'm sure you and Howard Marshall 205 is going to definitely play that.
Yeah, no multiplayer.
Oh, it's not?
No, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
No multiplayer.
Why would you not do multiplayer?
I don't know. Everyone thought it was going to be like the Wizarding World and everybody was going to be in it, but there's no multiplayer.
Right, with all the characters that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you create a new character and it's no multiplayer. I think they said it's something that they're looking into adding in the future, but it doesn't launch with anything. And that kind of talk tells me it won't ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, also a hot button topic for people.
Right.
So did I say her name right? Is that her name?
J.K. I think.
Rowling.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the that world besides who Harry Potter is.
She's made some comments that people don't like. She said some things. She seems to double down, triple down on those things that she said. Let me tell you what, she didn't make this game. She doesn't really have anything to do with this game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
She just wrote the stories.
If you don't want to play it, don't play it. But I want to say this. I know we're running a little long. And I do have to go. If you don't play a game because someone at that game or someone involved in that project supports a thing you don't like, or they took money from a company you don't like, or they're in a place that you don't like, then you won't play any game or support any product or any electronics or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Your iPhone that you have in your hand right now that you're listening to the show on was made in basically a sweatshop.
Yeah.
People are like where they have to put nets around the buildings. People jump off.
And then to make the batteries and other stuff inside there was made by slaves or grabbed by slaves.
So let's be careful on when we choose to be uppity about a project and who's involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And also your Samsung is the same if you want to be an Android person. I just used iPhone as an example because that's what's in front of me.
Yeah.
It's all the same, right? It's all shitty. Anything that comes out of China is part of a government that I promise you don't want to happen over here.
Right.
But you don't mind supporting that. So it's just weird these stances that people take and that this can't be supported because someone is involved when everything that is a part of your life in some way is tied to someone or something that is shitty.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to play Harry Potter, play it. If people don't agree with it, fuck.
We just had that was our Dan rant today.
Yeah.
By Ryan.
I feel like Dan would have had that. had that message.
Yeah.
I just keep reading articles about how you can't play that unless you support her and her views. And that's not true.
Right.
That's insane. Actually. Hundreds of people at Warner Brothers have worked on this game for years. And I guarantee you, they don't all share her views.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah. But is she getting any money out of that? Oh, we're giving her money. We're putting money in her pocket. Really? That $60 game is really going to put money in her pocket.
Pull up her net worth. She is worth billions. You think she gives two shits about how much money she makes off that game? She is worth fantastical money.
In January 21st, 2023, her net worth is $1
billion. $1 billion.
But she says she's not a billionaire.
Do you think she cares about the money she's going to make off this game? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
She's a billionaire. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
She has more money than she'll ever know what to do with. And I just want people to understand $1 billion and how much that actually is. If you want to play it, play it. Everybody else fuck off.
Yeah.
If you don't want to play it, that's okay too. Stop telling other people they can't play it. I'm going to play it. Mm-hmm. For the show, Marshall 205 has already pre-ordered it because he keeps a standing erection for Harry Potter.
Yeah, he does.
So.
Yeah, one night he was asking about if I liked Harry Potter, and because he saw those Harry Potter Legos I got, the Brickheads. Mm-hmm.
I gave him some of the Harry Potter Lego I got from Give Me a Five.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Brickheads.
Yeah.
And a little set that I gave him. That's all I got. You have anything else? You want to shit on anybody?
Nope.
You got a rant?
Nope. Dan Soft.
Ryan's rants is not bad.
Yeah.
The alliteration sounds good. The mouth feel better than Dan rant.
Mm-hmm. Because if we did it now, it wouldn't be a rant.
Yeah. Brought to you by Soft Serve. By Clouds.
Yeah.
By Fleece. By Fluffy Kitty.
Fluffy.
Yeah. Whatever soft.
Cotton.
Charmin.
Cotton balls.
Downy. Yeah. Cotton balls. Be a weird sponsor.
Mm-hmm. We're sponsored. Tell you about it. I think that cotton balls.
It's the like cotton. You'll see like an ad every now and then for cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to me. Like that industry needs to like advertise.
Yeah.
It's like you remember you used to see the beef commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Like what a weird thing. You know, they don't do them anymore, but like you're either eating beef or not. You know, I don't think anyone saw a commercial and it's like, you know what? I think I'll try that beef thing.
Yep. If you ever go back and look at old like commercials you used to see in the 80s, 90s, like that was a commercial.
Yeah. I miss cigarette ads.
I don't.
I do. They were good. They were fun.
Cartoonish.
Yeah. Remember Joe Camel?
Yep.
Marlboro. I watched the thing on the Pepsi points. They have that thing on Netflix about the Pepsi points.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think it's on Netflix anyways. About the guy who tried to get the jet.
Yeah. With the Pepsi redeeming it.
Yeah. But I think in there they touch on the Marlboro miles and I got nostalgia. They used to give rewards for smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap your head around that. If you're young.
Yeah, if you smoke and turn it, you can turn into little things. That's what like box tops were like that too.
Yeah, my parents used to hit the, like they would buy a couple extra cartons so they could get that jacket they've been saving up for. It's wild.
My mom never did that.
But, I mean, they still let alcohol advertise, but they don't let smoking advertise. It's weird.
Yeah.
Vape can advertise. I don't even know if they can anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they can.
Yeah, I miss that. Oh, advertising was good, especially toy advertising.
Oh God,
it was so good.
Mm-hmm. They were all spot on. I remember just watching a commercial. I want that.
Oh my gosh, it worked so good.
No matter what it was, you'd see some little race car going down some track. You're like, I want that.
Yeah, that's not how kids get there. I mean, it all comes from Amazon and targeted YouTube video ads and stuff now. Mm-hmm. But like, you'd be watching the Ninja Turtles and they'd show you the new turtle toy, and you'd be like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Take my money.
A new Transformers show up on it, and they're like, ooh, I need that toy, or yep. G.I. Joe.
So smart. So filthy.
You'd already have a He-Man, but then they'd show you Battle Army He-Man. Then they show you this.
Gotta
He-Man.
Have him.
Yep.
Yep. So good. That's all I got.
Yep, that's all I got, too.
I'm glad you're feeling better. You don't sound 100%, but you seem better.
No. Yeah, I still have a little bit of phlegm. I got to
cough up. That flu's a real bitch.
Didn't have the flu, tested negative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't even have an upper respiratory tract infection. That's what I thought, maybe with all the phlegm, but nope, just some other kind of bug.
Just body being a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Signs of getting old.
Yeah, it happens.
Yep.
Next thing you know, you're soft.
Ah, yep. That's why Dan.
Yeah.
Dan Soft.
Dan Soft.
Can't be softer than Dan.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to start gauging things, is my softness meter. With Dan being the top and like 80 grit sandpaper being the bottom. I hope he listens this far.
Yeah, we love you, Dan.
We do.
Especially that you're soft.
Come back. Let us know.
Yep. All right. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @Game_Stitch, at Hoffman Show, at Podcast Ryan. We have been getting some actions on there. But that was it. That was episode 524. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.